fell back a step, staring at him with an expression caught somewhere between outrage and intrigue. Behind her, through the window, the sun disappeared, the long shadows giving way to dusk. "Is that what you want?" Entreri reasoned. "Isn't that what you've always wanted?" Dahlia straightened and squared her shoulders, but couldn't seem to find a response. "Because you're a coward?" Entreri asked. The woman's hands reflexively moved toward her flail, the pear set in a belt loop on her left hip. Artemis Entreri smiled again, and Dahlia stopped short of grabbing them. "To what end, Dahlia?" he asked quietly. "You have your son back, and he forgives you, even if you cannot find the strength to forgive yourself. How long will you continue hating what you see in the mirror?"
"You know nothing of it."
"I know that you went after Drizzt because he rejected you," Entreri answered. "I also know your game." She tilted her head in curiosity, prompting him to elaborate. "To find a lover who will confirm what you hate about yourself," Entreri obliged. "And to find one who will, when you confront him, be strong enough to finally grant you peace. Well, take heart, elf, for here I stand." Dahlia fell back a step, staring at Entreri and seemingly at a loss. "We are done, here and now," Entreri announced. "I will sail from this place without you." Dahlia's expression went blank, and she mouthed no, though she couldn't seem to find the breath to actually speak the word, as she shook her head slowly in denial. "So draw your weapons as you will," Entreri said, and he made sure he did so rather flippantly. "I long ago lost count of those I've killed. One more shan't matter." Dahlia continued to shake her head, and it seemed to Entreri that she might simply melt then and there before him. Tears gathered in her eyes, one rolling down her cheek. Her lips moved as if she were trying to find something to say to him, some denial. What he didn't see, to his great satisfaction, was anger.
"Please,"
she finally managed to say. Entreri laughed callously and turned for the door. He did so while moving his hands close to his weapons, fully expecting an attack. And indeed, Dahlia came after him, but not with her weapon, throwing herself at him plaintively, crying out for him not to leave. He turned and caught her charge and twisted around as they moved for the door so that he pushed her up against it and not the other way around.
"Please,"
she said, trembling, and Entreri realized that he was the only thing holding her up. "I grew tired of hearing of Drizzt," he said to her, and she was nodding with every word. "If you truly believe that I did you no favor in ending your fight on the mountain, then tell me now." It took Dahlia a moment, and then she lowered her eyes and slowly shook her head. Entreri pushed up against her, pinning her tightly to the closed door, his face a finger's breadth from hers. "Do you want me to lead you back to him, that together we can finish what you started?" he asked. "Would it please you to kill Drizzt O'Urden?" Dahlia's expression showed her shock at the blunt question. "Say the word," he teased.
"No,"
she said, but calmly. She shook her head again, but with conviction now, as she straightened against the door.
"No."
Entreri smiled once more, and when she pressed in closer to kiss him, he did not resist. Artemis Entreri understood the power and significance of Dahlia's epiphany, even though it was something that Dahlia did not yet fully comprehend. took me many years to be able to look into a mirror honestly, he said quietly, pulling back from her just a bit. And even still, shadows lurk. His sentence was cut short by a sudden explosion that shook Stonecutter's solace to its foundation, threw Entreri up against Dahlia, and jolted both of them hard into the door. Entreri jumped back and pulled Dahlia around behind him. He threw the door open and charged into the hall, cutting left for the stairway, drawing his weapons as he went. The corridor ran 20 feet before turning back to the right around the corner at the top of the stairs. The building rocked again, shaking under a tremendous blast, and a burst of flames exploded up from the stairs and into Entreri's corridor, rolling and dissipating, licking the walls to blackness. Beneath that gout came Atha Frenfear, rolling low along the floor, tucked fully under his heavy robes. He came up as the flames disappeared and glanced to Entreri. "Drow," he cried, "many, run!" Darkness engulfed him, blacking out the end of the corridor. Entreri took a step the monk's way before falling back in surprise at a thunderous retort from the end of the hall. A lightning bolt, he knew, burned into the magical darkness. The assassin skidded and turned around, crashing into Dahlia as she exited the room and shoving her back in before him. He swung the door closed and kept running across the room to the small window. "Drow!" he yelled back at Dahlia, who was repeatedly screaming, "What? What?" "We've got to get out of here." "Efren," she cried, and Treri kicked the window out. "He left for a walk with the dwarf when I returned to you," he said. "Be quick!" And out he went, catching hold on the top border of the glass, then standing atop the pane. Stonecutter's solace was set up against the eastern cliff wall of the valley city of Port Last, up high on a foundation of stone. The buildings before it were also below it, and when Entreri looked out this window, he could see over the rooftops of the lesser structures to the west. Even in the dim light of dusk, Entreri saw that the fighting wasn't confined to Stonecutter's solace. Down the street, a man staggered out of a building and fell face down in the road. On the porch below, patrons of the inn scrambled and ran, or tried to, for Atha Frenfear's call had indeed been accurate, and murderous dark elves caught them and cut them down. A bit farther along, Entreri noted another enemy, a bigger enemy, half drow, half spider. He had spent years in Menzo Berenzon. He knew the power and sheer evil of the abomination known as a drider. He shook his head and finger-crawled away along the side of the building, some 10 feet from the window. He turned back to call to Dahlia and motioned for her to follow, then continued on a bit more and pushed himself out from the wall in a great leap.